Hits 106, Greatest Hits Radio, tonight at Ruth Eckert Hall, comedy legend Don Rickles, on stage one night only, and television icon and Don's friend for more than 50 years, and our special guest right now, Regis Philbin, is going to be hosting this once-in-a-lifetime event. Includes classic video clips of the friends together and a Q&A and lots of video clips and good stuff, and good morning, Regis Philbin.
Well, good morning, Marvelous One. How are you?
Oh, I love the way you talk. I love that. You know, everybody loves Regis Philbin. My mother, who's 82, I get to interview lots of rock and roll legends and people. I tell them all the time who I'm talking to. She goes, I say Regis Philbin, all of a sudden, now I've made it. It's a beautiful thing. My wife says that you're like a comfort person. Like, you know, you have comfort animals that help people out. You're like a comfort person. People just want to have you over because you make people feel good. And I think that's your secret, Regis. And maybe you figured out a long time ago how to be yourself in the media, well, on TV. And that's a big part, I think, of what you do.
I think you're right. It was fun growing up, but once in a while you're on TV. And you've got to, be at your best.
It's like an exaggerated version of yourself, always in a good mood, always up. And I solicited some people here, some listeners, for some questions. I'd like to ask you a couple questions before we talk about tonight's show. Tony in Tampa wants to know what an influence Joey Bishop was on you. Of course, you started with, I think Joey went back 67 on ABC TV, I believe it was.
Boy, you're absolutely right. You got a good memory, yeah. I was with him for 3 years. I said, Joe, what did you want to be when you were a kid? He said, when I was 10 years old, I would stand on the street corners of Philadelphia, standing in front of the trains, subways, and I would stand there and tell jokes. And people loved it, and I knew I could do it, and that's how I became a comedian. So what about you? I said, well, when I was a kid, I used to love Bing Crosby. I loved the way he sang. And every night on WNAW, in New York City, they would play a half hour of Bing Crosby singing. Now, I was 9 years old, and I loved the songs, so I would memorize them, and I would sing them to myself all of my life. Every time it rains, it rains. Pennies from heaven.
Pennies from heaven. I can tell my mom I just sang with Regis Philbin.
That's it. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? 4 months later, Bing Crosby's the guest on the show. He said, Bing, this guy has been singing your songs for all these years. Regis, sing a song to Bing. I had never sung the song to my mother. No one. But here's Crosby looking at me with a smile. Yeah, what is it? Every time it rains, and I sing the whole thing.
Oh, man.
So listen to this magnificent one. I sing the whole thing, and it gets a nice half of the audience and all that. The band tried to follow me and got with me near the end of the song. Anyway, the next day I got a telegram. Would you like to do an album of Bing Crosby songs? Next day the guy calls from Chicago. Well, do you want to do it or not? I said, yeah, I'll do it.
I love that. And Christine and Wesley Chapel wanted to know how you like your life right now since you're so-called retired.
Well, I worked 28 years in New York and then 25 in Hollywood before that, and I thought it was time to, call it quits. I got off the show, and that was about 5 years ago, and I still miss it. Yeah. I must admit that.
Do you still wake up at the same time and think maybe for half a second you got to get ready for work?
Well, yeah,
And finally, Mary Archie Newport Richie wanted to know if you ever met Donald Trump. Do you have any thoughts about him?
Oh, I bet him. I did the talk show. And he came down, and it didn't last 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 45 minutes with him. I'm saying, Donald, please, I've got to go back and get this on the air. Anyway, that's how it all started, and he's been a good friend all these years. Had no idea he was going to go for the presidency. We went to see Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga one night. 2 weeks later, he announces he's going to try for it.
If he made you his VP, he guaranteed to win. I'll tell you right now. Everybody,
I couldn't do it.
Everybody'd vote for Regis. And tonight, you and Don Rickles on stage 90.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be great. Rickles is he's terrific. He is my favorite guy of all time. I mean, I went to, you got time for this, Michael?
The name's Marvin, and I'm...
Marvin, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too, but you take what name you're given.
Well, I'll just tell you this one quickly with the Rickles. I read a story in the New York Times that the Rickles was sitting with a girl, and then he saw Sinatra come in the door to the restaurant, but he went on the other side. So Rickles said, excuse me, to the girl, went over to the other side, and said, Frank, please do me a favor. There's a beautiful girl over there, and she really looks good, and I want to impress her. Come over and say hello to me. So Sinatra said, all right, okay. Rickles goes back to the girl at the table. He sits down with her, and they're talking. And then Sinatra gets up, walks across the room, goes to the table and says, Don Rickles, how are you? And Rickles says, not now, Frank. I'm with people. And the girl didn't know what the hell, you know, what was going on. It's a very funny story.
That's beautiful. And we're going to laugh tonight like crazy and celebrate.
Yeah, you'll enjoy him. He's terrific.
Two American icons and people that just make people feel great. Don Rickles' 90th birthday celebration with special host Regis Philbin tonight, Ruth Eckert Hall. Looking forward to it. It's going to be great. And Regis, thank you so much for joining us this morning and taking time
out. Anytime for the magnificent one.
Thank you very much, Regis.
Okay, buddy. Bye-bye.